From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting, records broken in refugee crisis. On this World Refugee Day, new report from the United Nations Refugee Agency says global forced displacement last year reached record-breaking levels. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Last year, 65.3 million people were forcibly displaced, an increase of nearly 5 million over the previous year. UN High Commissioner for Refugees Filippo Grandi says more people now are being displaced by war and persecution.
24 people displaced every minute. 90% are displaced in poor or middle-income countries.
The report finds three countries, Syria, Afghanistan, and Somalia, produce half of the world's 21 million refugees. 50% of all refugees are children, many of whom become separated from their families while fleeing. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
An estimated 30,000 civilians have fled the Iraqi city of Fallujah in the last 3 days, placing a strain on aid agencies. Carl Schembri is with the Norwegian Refugee Council in Baghdad.
Our staff are there on the ground trying to keep up with the needs, providing water, food, shelter, and basic items like mattresses, but we're running out of stocks.
The NRC is just one of the agencies trying to help those displaced by the fighting. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has declared an Iraqi victory in Fallujah, but Iraqi fighters still face snipers and bombs as they fight to eliminate IS militants who have held the city for more than 2 years. The number of people who have managed to leave Fallujah since the month-long offensive began has now topped 80,000. This is VOA News. Separate bomb explosions in Afghanistan today killed at least 24 people and wounded around 40 others. The deadliest attack occurred in Kabul when a suicide bomber approached a minibus on foot and set off explosives, killing 14 and wounding another 8. Those who were killed were Nepalese security guards who were part of a company looking after the security of the Canadian embassy in Kabul. The Taliban almost immediately claimed responsibility. Intelligence officials in Iran today have broken up the biggest terrorist plot to ever be conceived against Tehran and other areas of the country. In a statement, the intelligence ministry announced that it had thwarted plans by a Takfiri terrorist group to launch a series of bombings over the coming days. Now, the term Takfiri is a derogatory word used to describe Muslims who accuse one another of being non-believers. The campaigning ahead of Britain's referendum on whether to remain in or leave the European Union resumed Sunday after 3 days of mourning prompted by the killing of a member of parliament. Recent polling shows a tight race between the two sides ahead of Thursday's vote. Michael Gove, a British Conservative politician, has broken ranks with Prime Minister David Cameron and urged people to vote leave to better handle the challenges facing the country.
My view is that those challenges will be easier to meet, those risks will be less if we vote to leave, because we will have control of the economic levers. We'll have control over money that we currently send to the European Union. We'll have control over our own laws. And as a result, we'll be able to deal with whatever the world throws at us.
Jeremy Corbyn is the leader of the Labour Party in the UK, and he'd like to remain in the EU.
There are a couple of days to go, and on my experience, and I've been involved in lots of elections over my life, that in the last 2 or 3 days, when all the politicians have become exhausted with the campaigning, the public finally catch on and get interested in it. So we've got 2 days of intense interest, I hope.
Supporters of the Remain campaign have warned of the potential for economic dislocation by leaving the EU after 43 years. Orlando gunman Omar Mateen initially spoke in Arabic and declared himself to be an Islamic soldier during phone calls with emergency authorities as he killed 49 people in the worst mass shooting in U.S. history. According to the FBI, the shooter called 911 from the Pulse nightclub in the early morning hours of June 12th. That according to transcripts that were released on Monday. And the sun-powered Solar Impulse aircraft has taken off from Kennedy International Airport in New York on what is expected to be a 90-hour transatlantic flight in Seville, Spain, the 15th leg of a round-the-world journey for the first time using only solar energy. It began its epic flight in March of 2015 from Abu Dhabi. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.